Go to findpeacewithgod.net. That's fine.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Oh, saints of God, people of God, people that's been washed, people that's been redeemed, people that's been healed, people that's been delivered, people that's been set free. Oh, we in the presence of the Almighty God. I say we in the presence of the Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Look at your neighbor and say, oh, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. I want you to know that the God I serve, he's able. Tell your other neighbor, say, hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 hey. I want you to know that the God I serve, he's able. Oh, you got one more time. You got one more time. Hey, 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 hey. I want you to know the God that I serve, what he's able. He's able to heal, able to deliver, able to set free. He's able. Oh, hallelujah. Clap your hands in the atmosphere. Clap your hands like you know you're on the winning side. Clap your hands like you know you've been set free. You ought to clap your hands. Clap them your hands. Clap your hands like you know I'm free. Yeah, clap your hands like you know I'm healed. Clap your hands like you know I'm delivered. And I'm set free. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Something's getting ready to happen. I say something's getting ready to happen. Something's getting ready to happen in the midst of us. Tell your neighbor something's getting ready to happen. Tell your neighbor something getting ready to happen in the midst of us. Come on, tell your other neighbor, I'm getting ready to get my stuff. I'm getting ready to get healed. You got to get excited about it. Tell your neighbor, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Everything the enemy try to do at me, I'm coming out. Everything that the enemy is trying to block, it's already loose. It's already done. Because God gave me the power to speak into the atmosphere. Tell your neighbor, it's getting ready to happen. Say yes. Say yes, Lord. Oh. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, you ain't got to worry no more. All you got to do is give him praise. All you got to do is clap your hands. Got to do it. Do a dash before him. Hallelujah. We got the victory. Oh. Oh my God, I ain't a preacher. We got the victory. Look at your name and say, you got the victory. You got the victory. Ain't no defeat on my road today. Ain't no defeat around me. I've got the. Oh, come on. Come on, while we yet standing, let's receive this woman of God. None other than our first lady, only lady, elect lady, evangelist, Benita Watkins. Come on, you got the victory. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Come on, stay right there. Give him glory. Come on, continue to give him glory. Come on, open your mouth. Oh, come on, come on. Don't let it die down. Don't let your flames go down. Don't let the fire go out. Oh, come on if you got the victory. Come on if you've been blood washed. Come on if your new man redeemer lives. Come on and open your mouth and bless him. Oh, come on. I don't know what you come to do. But I come to bless the God of my salvation. Because he's been good to me. He woke me up this morning. Clothed in my right mind. Activity of my limbs. Blood yet running warm in my veins. You ain't come to bless him. You came to be cute. You came for attention. You came for pity. But David said, I will bless the Lord. Hey, my son. I don't know what your weekend looked like, but I'm going to bless him. I don't know how you started your day this morning, but I'm going to bless him because this is a day that the Lord has made. I will. I said I will. Hey, hey. You don't have to beg me. Prophetess, you don't have to pump me. Because when I think on the goodness of Jesus, my God, and all he's done for me, I don't have a choice in the matter. My soul cries out, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I honor you. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Giving honor to God, who's ahead of my life. Amen. To our overseer, our pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins, to the evangelists, to the mothers, amen, to the teachers, amen, to everyone in their respective places. Praise God, I honor you today. Amen, and I just thank God for being in the house of the Lord. Amen, because if it had not been, y'all are a little too quiet for me. If it had not been, come on, for the Lord, not my BFF, not my husband, not my children, but if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, Evangelist Jan, where? Come on, just look around at your neighbor and say, where would we be? Hallelujah. And that's enough to give him praise. Amen. I made up in my mind I'm coming praise ready. Amen. I'm coming praise ready. You don't have to constantly remind me where God brought me from. But when I just think on his goodness, Apostle, and all he's done for me, when I reach back 5 years, he been good. When I reach back 10 years, he been good. When I go back 15 years, God's been good. Hallelujah. And for that, we praise him. Amen. And we honor him. I realize that so many fallen by the wayside. But Lord, help us to stand. Help us to endure. Help us to go on. Not to see what the end going to be. Because we know what the end going to be. Hallelujah. So many are giving up. So many are throwing in the towel. So many say it's too rough. So many say I can't take it. But Lord, help me to stand. Hallelujah. Help me to stand. I don't want to be lost when you come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you now. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your honor. We thank you for who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. And even now, Father, as I stand before this sacred desk, hallelujah, to give to the people what you have given to me. Father, I thank you that my tongue become as a pen of a ready writer. I rebuke flesh. I rebuke self.
I rebuke emotions. But Father, I thank you. In your hand I commit my spirit for the delivering of this message. And I decree and declare it will fall on good ground. And it will remain. In Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be in the service. Amen. One more time. Somebody don't have the opportunities that we have. Hallelujah. Somebody didn't get up this morning. Amen. They were not able to dress themselves. They were not able to see. They were not able to hear. But thanks be unto God, Evangelist Jamie. Hallelujah. That we have the activity of our limbs. Hallelujah. Nobody had to roll us in here this morning. Come on, nobody had to dress you. Nobody had to tell you your name, your telephone number, your address. Hallelujah. But you were clothed in your right mind. And that's enough to say, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I will adore you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. We're going to get right on into the word. Amen. And I tell you, and I just thank God. Amen. Again, we honor Apostle Curtis Watkins. Hallelujah. The set man of this house. Amen. Our overseer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our prayer warrior. Hallelujah. Our pastor. Glory to God. That besides Christ, he has our souls in his hand. Come on. He go to God on our behalf. Amen. So good to have a pastor like him. Amen. I say he the greatest pastor on this side. Amen. On this side of heaven. Hallelujah. Just for a few minutes, we're going to go to Mark. Amen. God is so good. Mark 10. Hallelujah. I don't know which way this is going to go, but we're just going to let the Lord have his way. Amen. Is that all right? Amen. How many come for a word this morning? Hallelujah. Somebody came for answers. Somebody came pulling on the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Pulling on the anointing. Hallelujah. I don't care how far you have gone. I don't care what's going on in your life. You have a God that loves you. You have a God that's concerned about you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's our protector. He's our redeemer. Come on, if you say amen, I'll be through in a minute. Hallelujah. But if you don't say nothing, I'm going to keep going. Amen, till I break through. Amen. Amen. I'm just playing. Amens don't bother me. But if you are in agreement, if your spirit is in agreement, hallelujah. Amen means to say, I'm in agreement. I know you're talking about my Lord. I know you're talking about my Redeemer. I know you're talking about my Savior. Hallelujah. I don't care what it looks like, prophetess. He's a God of all grace. I don't care what the devil is doing. He's a God that's in control. I don't care what the devil is saying about you. Hallelujah. He's a sovereign God. He can do whatever he want to do. When he want to do it. How he want to do it. Why? Because he's sovereign. God, I love him today, evangelist. I love the Lord. You got to know in whom you believe. Not just when the music is playing, but come on, when the music stops, do you still know him as Lord of Lords? Do you still know him as King of Kings? Do you still know him as the Messiah, the Holy One of Israel? Hallelujah. I love him today. We're going to go to Mark 10. Amen. We're going to start. We're going to start at the 46th verse. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. And it's a very familiar story. Amen. The Lord began to deal with me with this message about 3 weeks ago. Hallelujah. And he said that my people are not crying enough. They are not crying out for help enough. Hey, mama. You're going through turmoil. You're going through trials. You're going through tribulations. But you're not opening up your mouth enough. Come on, do you not realize everything you need? Everything you want? Everything you desire is wrapped up in your mouth? Hallelujah. But we sit back when we're going through trials, we're going through tribulations, we're being tested, we can't be silent anymore. Come on. The enemy is defeating you. He's defeating your household. He's messing up your marriage. He's destroying your life, your children, because there is not enough cry. He said, you're not crying enough. You're saying you're saved, you're sanctified, and you're filled with the Holy Ghost, but he never hears your cry. I'm not talking about crying, being pitiful. Come on, David said, I cried unto the Lord. I'm going to take my time with this one. And he delivered me. But Pastor, he had to do something. Come on. He had to cry unto the Lord. He didn't murmur. He didn't complain. He didn't quit the church. But he knew his deliverance was in his cry. When is the last time you cried out? Hallelujah. When is the last time that you lifted up your voice intensely unto the Lord? It takes just enough strength to murmur than to cry out to God. It takes just enough strength to worship God than to say, I'm giving up. Come on. But David said, I cry. Apostle, I cry. I cry. The Bible says, as soon as Zion travailed, my God, she brought forth her children. And the reason why we're not bringing forth, because we're not travailing. Oh, come on. I wish I had some saints in the house. One thing that'll stop a baby from coming through, if a woman tense up, when she's giving childbirth, the only thing that'll cause the baby to stop coming through, the vaginal cavity, if she tits up. My God. My God. A lot of you are tensing up. That's why what God has put on the inside of you can't come to pass. It can't come forth. But instead of you crying out, saying, help me, Lord. I need your guidance. I need your direction. I need you to move on my behalf. I need you to order my steps. Order my steps in your word. This thing is too heavy for me. It's too burdensome for me. I don't know what to do. Cry out. Seems like I'm in a funeral home today. Maybe I need to go cry out unto
to the Lord. David said, I will cry unto the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to go tomorrow. Amen. The 10th chapter. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son, sat by the highway side begging. Come on, we all know the story about blind Bartimaeus. Amen. He sat by the highway begging. Why? Because he couldn't see. Hallelujah. He could not see. So he knew when most of the crowd was going to come. He said, I might can't see, but I can beg. Come on. You might can't preach, but you can sing. Come on. You might can't sing, but you can pray. Come on. You might can't pray, but you can worship. You can do something. I don't care what your disability is. I don't care what you think you're incapable of doing. You can do something. My God. Blind Bartimaeus said, look here. I can't see, but just sit me where the people come. Sit me where the crowd is at. Sit me where the flow is going. I might can't see, but events, Carissa, I can beg. Come on. You might not be the usher boy president, but you know how to get invite God's presence in. Come on. You might not be able to pass an A, but you know how to cast out demons. Come on. Just because he was blind, he didn't let that stop him, evangelist. He didn't let that say, well, I'm blind, I can't go. He said, but look here, I might be blind, but ain't nothing wrong with my mouth. Come on. Apostle, we figure because we're not the organist, we are no good for nothing. Just because we can't play the drums, we don't have need of you. Just because you ain't over the youth or the men or the women, that don't mean you can't do nothing. You might can't see, but you can hear. You might can't hear, but you can see. You might can't see, but you can talk. Hallelujah. So many times we let the enemy just paralyze us. Come on. We let the enemy finish jam paralyze us. Because you can't do everything. I can't do everything. I don't know how to do everything. But I'm not going to let it stop me. I can't preach like apostle. And apostle can't preach like me. But I'm not going to let it silence me. Come on. So many times we back up because you comparing yourself to somebody else. Come on. You want to preach like somebody else. You want to sing like somebody else. You want to usher like somebody else. But you be who God called you to be. Hallelujah. You don't have no business comparing yourself to somebody else. Come on. He said what he did was he created you in his image. Come on. And his likeness. He didn't say like Bonita. He didn't say like Michelle. He didn't say like Evangelist Jan, Sister Pat. He said, but I made you. Let me stay up here. In my image. He said, in my likeness. So that let me know God liked me. Come on, he liked what he made. And if he liked what he made, I got to be in agreement with that.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship services at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, Pastor and Founder.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Man shall not thank you.